This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The legal team for the Washington whistleblower, whose complaint has sparked an impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump, says their client's identity needs to be protected. Meanwhile, President Trump says he deserves to know who the whistleblower is. The legal group said their concerns for the whistleblower's personal safety have increased during the past week, and they expect the situation to worsen. Al-Shabaab militants launched an attack on an airbase used by the U.S. military supporting Somali forces. That's according to security sources on Monday. The militants detonated explosions from two car bombs at an airport in Lower Shabelle region. Al-Shabaab issued a statement claiming responsibility for storming the base. The Associated Press reports the United States uses the base to launch drone attacks on Al-Shabaab targets. Meanwhile, a car bomb exploded in Mogadishu, the capital, targeting a military convoy. According to Reuters, the explosion missed European Union peacekeepers but injured Somali civilians. Heavy rains in India have killed more than 100 people in central Uttar Pradesh and Bihar states over the past 3 days, according to officials. People flocked to shelters to receive food and assistance, but some believed disaster management wasn't doing enough. She says, "They feed us rice, lentils, and vegetables and then shoo us away. How is that beneficial to us? Food is not the answer to all our problems here." India's monsoon season, which accounts for almost 75% of the country's annual rainfall, begins in June and starts to wane in early September, but heavy to very heavy rainfall has continued across parts of the country this year. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, his main rival Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah, both are claiming victory in Afghanistan's presidential election held Saturday. No official results. This is VOA News.